Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
At work on a Monday. Time to do my regular check-ins for the studio. First, I make sure to bump the microphone, because it reminds me of how I did that on the very first episode of this podcast. Perfect. Some things never change. Then I look to see that Mabel's here in her regular place in the sound booth like always. Hi, Mabel.
Hi, Jimmy.
Life will always stay the same. Finally, I checked to see if anyone left us any phone messages over the weekend. Let me check the voicemail box now.
You have one message.
And then I don't listen to it because I'm too busy podcasting. Listeners, do you ever have a week that you can just feel will change your life forever? If so, then we have at least two things in common. That first thing I just said, and also that we're both huge fans of this podcast. I assume every week at this show will radically change my perception and shift my paradigms. Let's get right to it. It's Monday, May 15th, and this is the GZM Morning Show. I don't know if you noticed the little episode counter on the title of the episodes, but don't worry. I'll let you know that today is our 96th episode, which means that this Friday is our 100th episode. A pivotal, dare I say, world-shaking episode for any podcast. And I want to make sure that we're ready for it. So I'm going to work very hard to make sure that it's both enormous and memorable. I just don't know how yet. Mabel, my best friend in the world who I would never abandon. Any ideas?
Jimmy, I don't have any ideas, but maybe we should check that voicemail from over the weekend. It might be important.
More important than podcasting?
It might be one of the few things more important than podcasting.
Well, I genuinely look forward to the day when I can find those things. I guess if one of them is on this voicemail, it'll be worth it. Hitting the play that voicemail button now.
First message.
Hey, Jimmy, it's me, Dave. You know, your boss, Dave. Just wanted to leave you this voicemail to let you know I was feeling a little bad about the whole spring break situation last week. So I hope you know that we're really proud of all the work you and Mabel do. So proud, in fact, that I was actually talking to my cousin. Let's call him Lave, who lives in L.A. and runs a studio out there. People say looks like me with a mustache. I don't see it. Anyway, we agreed that you should be promoted from GZM Temp, who runs a secret podcast we all know about, to Podcast Pioneer out west. We're going to fly out there on Friday, and you'll start to work as his personal assistant the next week. I know, this is a big dream come true for you, so that's pretty exciting, huh? Anyway, I'll have Chris Terry reassign Mabel to a different show. I'm sure this is perfect for both of you. Anyway, happy last week at GZM. Dave, out.
No new messages.
My last week?
Congratulations.
Thanks. I know normally the structure of this bit would be me saying, oh my gosh, and then you saying, I know, this is a lot. And then I go, I can't believe my dreams are coming true, which would be a very funny piece of misdirection, keeping the listeners always on their toes. But this is a lot to take in. I gotta tell Bezor. Oh, Bezor! Bezor, are you sitting down right now? I've got some big news. I know I'm looking right at you, and I should be able to reasonably tell if you're sitting down, but sometimes it's impossible because of your shape, which is perfect, by the way. Oh, that's what it looks like. Aww. Anyway, Bezor, I got a promotion. And that means this is my last week at GZM. No. It's okay. We're just going to work to make sure that this 100th episode is as exciting as it can possibly be. Let's practice by reading the shoutouts and, well, the last Mailbag Monday for a bit. May I have the lists, please? Awesome. Thank you for everything, Bezor. Happy birthday on May 1st to Nathan K. He asked if the GZM morning show is real, and I wanted to say that yes, I am happy to announce that the GZM morning show is very real, and that we love making the show here in the GZM studio at Maplewood, New Jersey, where dreams come true, TM. Mabel and I are really best friends, and we really have adventures every day together. It's a pretty great life. Okay, next shout out. Happy birthday on May 1st as well to Azizi J from her son Elijah, or EJ as he clarified in parentheses. Okay, Mabel, do you want to do the next list?
Oh, me? No, that's okay. I'm just looking up what show I'll be working on next when you're gone. But I'm really excited for you!
Oh, Mabel. Thank you. We've still got one more week, and then who knows? It can be like an open-ended kind of conclusion. Almost like the show is going on hiatus. Not like The Sopranos, per se, but something that still leaves room for future storylines.
The Sopranos takes place in my hometown.
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't know that.
There's so much we still have to learn about each other.
It'll be okay, I promise. We're going to make this week the best it could possibly be, and I'll continue to do that by reading this last Mailbag Monday, for a little bit.
You're too young to go to LA.
Everyone is. But we have to try to move forward anyway. Today's five-star review comes to us from Parent of a First Grader, who writes, "Who is older, Jimmy or Mabel? By how much? Superfan Kayla." Well, Superfan Kayla, first of all, hello! I deeply disagree with the advice, never ask a Jimmy their age, because then how would we expand our knowledge? Mabel is older than me by, I think, and forgive me if my math is wrong, 294 days, a couple of hours, and a few spare minutes.
That's right. I'm less than a year older than you. I'm less than a year wiser, and I should be able to handle this change like someone who is 294 days more mature. Oh, I'm fine. I'm really excited. Everything is going to be okay. And to prove it, I will read a fun fact without breaking down. Listeners, and my best friend Jimmy, whose future is so full of possibilities. Did you know that the piece of metal holding the eraser to a pencil is called a ferrule? It's spelled F-E-R-R-U-L-E, and it comes from the Latin word viriola, which means small bracelet. It just goes to show that the world is filled with so many tiny details and things to explore, and it is so much brighter when you have someone to share it with.
Oh, okay, now I'm crying!
Wait, don't cry. This is a great opportunity!
You're right. We'll stop crying on the count of three.
Deal. One.
Two. Three.
Okay. I feel way better.
Me too. I promise we will make this week as exciting as possible and make our 100th episode the best yet. Oh, I have so many plans. Listeners, don't think I forgot about you in all this hubbub. You're gonna love hearing those plans. We'll see you every day this week as we lead up to the 100th episode extravaganza. While you're waiting patiently for the sun to set and then rise again with the promise of a new day, send us your thoughts and shoutouts to secretjimmy@gzmshows.com. Bye.
I gotta order a special novelty glasses that say 100, but the zeros are for your eyes.
You're right.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, podcast title pending, 6 Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.